Hey Sheila, hi Cyrus. Thank you for having me here. Okay, so my sleep paralysis experience basically started, I would say, 1991. So that is about, what is that, about 32 years, time flies, 32 years ago. And this started when I was in college. And at that point, it basically all started when I became a Christian. And I had no experience before that at all. All of a sudden, when I became a Christian, the first month, I've had like tons and tons of sleep paralysis. The first month, I would say on the first month, I probably had maybe about 30. So it was like almost every night, and I would have like two or three, even at one point, each night, which basically made me scared of like, you know, going to sleep. Because every single time I would know, okay, I know it's going to happen again, and this is it, it's going to happen again, and then it just happens. And previous to that point, you know, I wasn't obsessed to any kind of aliens or UFOs or any paranormal stuff. I had no obsession of such things. All I know is at that point, you know, I became Christian, and that was basically, I mean, I'm not saying it's attributed to that, but it's just basically a coincidence, or I know it's just a point where it just happened during that time. My very first one was, it's the usual. I couldn't move. I didn't know what was happening. And this was in the Philippines. I was here, you know, the previous 6 years in the States, but then I went back to the Philippines to go to college. My very first one was my room. I couldn't move. And then I saw basically what was like trying to put me down was a witch's hand. That's what I call it, because it looked like a witch's hand. It was like very long. And I can see it like when I was going down here, like, you know, on my looking down, what was like pressing me down, which is like very long fingers, thin fingers, long nails. And I'm not sure if it was a witch, but it just looks like that. And it was grabbing my neck, and I just couldn't get up. So that was probably like my first one. And of course, you know, I was like, you know, amazed, like what was happening. And then maybe the second night already, or third night, I couldn't get up again. And I was trying to force myself to get up. I was trying to move my arms. And it felt like my arm moved, but then my arm was still stuck in my chest. I said, what's going on here? It seems like my arm is moving. I know my arm is moving, but my arm was still in my chest. So that was like portions of it. And then in other nights, you know, I'm just talking about, this is like within the first month. And other nights, I would see like shadows, like on top of my, basically the kind of like the edge of my room, there's like a light, you know, that leads to the outside, the next room. And then there would be like shadows coming in, you know, into my room. Like like this, basically kind of like a claw shadow, basically coming into my room, like shadows. And, you know, obviously I just became a Christian then, so I would pray. And every single time I would pray, you know, it would stop. But then, you know, obviously it was very, very scary. I would hear noises on other times. Then I would say, and then there's another portion where I was in my library, a school library, where I basically fell asleep because I was tired. I fell asleep in the library. I think I was alone in this particular room, and somebody was calling me. Somebody was calling my name, and I said, and then, but I couldn't get up. And so finally, when I was able to get up, I just looked behind me, and, you know, I'm not sure if there's any coincidence again in this one, but it was like the skeleton, you know, it's because it was like a science room. There was a skeleton behind me, so it even scared me more, because it was like, He was calling my name. It's like, David, 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 David. But I couldn't get up, and then all of a sudden I was able to get up. So I'm kind of like making the first 30 kind of short, basically. So I would say a year later when I had to visit the US, and I know I was like, during that time I was like, I would say I was like really hot as a Christian. I was like sharing every day because I was just so excited, what I found, having Jesus in my life. I was just sharing every day. So what I was thinking was like, okay, I want to bring the gospel to my family in the US. And that was like my 'cause I had to go that particular next year. So I said, okay, this is my goal, because I'm going to be in here in the US for like a month. So I'm going to share to everyone, like my family, my parents, my sibling, my cousins. And during that first night, when I got here, I couldn't get up again, and I saw like two beings like on the edge of my bed, like on the bottom side of my bed. And they were like hooded beings, and their eyes were lit, but their face was completely void. Oh yeah, I guess one thing that probably I wanna tell everyone, I guess, like, if for those that have not experienced yet, when sleep paralysis happens, it seems like all goodness has just been stripped out of the room, and all you can feel is just fear. Even before anything happens yet, before I even see anything, it would just like be like fear just envelops the room. And there's just no, that's what I just, always like describe to everyone, like what it is. And all I feel is fear, and it seems like all goodness has been stripped out. So of course, this was happening. So again, going back to that night, we were like two beings, and I prayed. I know they were like looking down on me, and then they disappeared. And then the next night, it happened again, but this time they were like three. So there were like two in the bottom of my bed, and the one next to me, like trying to hover over me. And then, so that was basically it. So, and then I prayed again, and they were gone. So I immediately that day, or actually immediately after I got up, I went outside. It's like middle of the night, and I prayed hard. I said, "Okay, I know what you guys are doing. I know you guys are starting, trying to stop me, trying to stop me from sharing my faith, trying to stop me from from what I'm about to do. You cannot stop me." And then I was just like praying out loud, that having God help me through this process. And then after that, it basically didn't happen for, I don't know, long period of time. I'm not sure how long, because because that was just my first 30, and I have basically had another 40 the next 22 years. But my first 30 was in that first month. So that was like basically my first 30 experience right at that point. And then my second portion, so that was like in early 90s, basically. My second peak was in 2005, where I was into like eschatology, like the end times, in the Bible. it basically had like three portions in my Christian walk. My first portion was like when I became a Christian. Second portion, 2005, was when I was like into eschatology and end times and stuff like that. Third portion was about when I, 2008, 2009, when I was into like Messianic Judaism. So those were the three that I had. So, but all three peaks, I would have three distinct sleep paralysis, I guess, experiences. So the first 30 was when I became a Christian. The second one was when I was, into eschatology. And at that point, basically, let me see what I have here in my notes. Oh yeah. So that point is when I I was already married, and I've had a series of sleep paralysis where I would have like weird, very sharp noises in my ears. It's like a machine, like going like that, very sharp, where I would get up and I would have headaches. And I would always get mad with my wife because I know she was like right next to me already, and I would feel her arm, her hand, said, "Wake me up, wake me up, please wake me up." And then, you know, she would never wake up. Maybe out of all these times, I think she only noticed me once having a struggle where she had to wake me up. The major story that I had during that point was basically when I forced myself to get up. Okay, and then I said, "Okay, I'm up." Like, you know, like going like this from laying from the bed and going like 90 degrees. When I looked back, I still saw my body there, like, you know, still basically on the bed. But I felt like, okay, I know I'm up. Why is my body still behind me? Of course, I got scared. So I went back, you know, went back on my body because I didn't know what was going on. So, okay, this is like so creepy, basically. And only during at that point where I found out what sleep paralysis was, you know, because I was like starting to research, you know, internet was, I guess, you know, still 6, 7 years or whatever, you know, Google and stuff like that. So that was 2005. And I was like starting to research things and said, "Sleep paralysis, what the heck is this?" And I was like looking around, you know, on it, and I said, "Oh my gosh, it's like exactly the same experiences that everybody's been having that I am." So I knew that, you know, I was thinking, okay, this has to be some kind of demonic stuff or spiritual stuff. And again, looking back those previous years, I was thinking, it basically, in my Christian walk, it basically kind of like solidified, you know, when you become a Christian, you still have kind of like doubts if you're actually going the right path or not. If, you know, if you come from an atheist background, and then but when you see these things, it almost like I would say it makes it a point where, okay, if these guys are real, if bad is real, then the other side has to be real. You know, if these demons are here, I call it demons or aliens or spiritual beings, then God has to be real. So it made me more even confident about my walk. So on that first year when I was a Christian, I did try to tell my closest friend, the one that basically led me to Christ. And he basically just said, you know, "Pray about it. It looks like you're being attacked." And you know, at that point, nobody knew what sleep paralysis was, like, you know, in 1990, you know, among my friends, and he hasn't experienced it. So I just said, "It looks like you're being attacked. Just pray about it. Just pray about it." And that was it. I didn't really repeat it as much because I knew, like, from the way he was responding to me, that he found it really weird. So I didn't really repeat it. I probably like brought it up with him like twice because, you know, he was like my closest friend. He was like my closest ally in my Christian walk. I probably just brought it up with him like twice, and I didn't really like you know, bring it up since then. Like, you know, since then, I've been trying to tell my kids. They don't want to listen because they know what it is, and they don't want to hear it because they're scared. So that's why I'm here, because I just want to like encapsulate this whole story, because I know these guys don't want to hear my story because they're scared. And even like, you know, one of my sons, you know, he because he's I guess he's researched about it, and he said, "Okay, I've learned to I don't want to sleep on my back," he said, because, you know, because that's seems like that's where it's happening. He said he's trying to sleep on his side. Okay, can I tell you the third part of this whole series? Okay, it's okay. So that was the second series was 2005. The last one was 2008, when I was like into Messianic Judaism. And on that last part, basically, is where I was okay, so my family was gone. They were like in California. I was still in Alaska. This second and third part is in Alaska, by the way. My family's in California. The third part of this series basically is when okay, so I was held down again, and I wasn't able to move in one particular night. And then I was able to force myself to get up again when when I was praying. When I got up, I saw like two very dark orbs like coming out from my stomach area, not coming from inside my stomach, but like just from there, what is I noticed like on top of me basically. So when I got up like this, I saw two orbs bounce out towards outside the room, like boink, 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 boink. Like that. And so I was like, what the heck was that? Again, I wasn't like researching any kind of these orb things that I've like been seeing now. This is like, like looking at like internet now, I'm seeing lots of orbs, but I never saw this like back in 2008. But I've been telling everybody that I saw two orbs like bounce out of my room. And so I got up and then I went to the other room. Because I was trying to tell my friend like what just happened, because I was that scared. And then when I went inside his room, I was like knocking when I was inside his room and said, "Hey, Paul, hey, Paul." And he just went, And then I saw that he was like really sleepy, so I just closed the door and went back inside my room. But then when I went back inside my room, my body was still there. It's like, what the heck? I used okay, so I was like, really scared at that point. I don't know what was going on, because I just went out of body experience when I went outside and went back, and then I saw my body still there. And obviously, I've thought about this in the past, where when I was like in that second series, where I was like getting up, I said, I wonder how it feels like walking around. But at that point, I said, no way, I'm not a walk around, because I might not be able to get back in my body. That's what I was like thinking. So I just went back. And that was probably like my last series of things happening to me. And since then, it's just like once every 2 or 3 years, and it's not really anything serious. Just one of those things where, okay, it's happening again, and then it clicks back out. And so that's the whole thing. My church going has been very inconsistent the last, I guess the last 15 years. I get really annoyed going to church when we're late, because we're late all the time. So I would rather not go to church if I'm like 30 minutes late or 15 minutes late, because it just doesn't make sense to me when I'm like grumpy going to church when I'm late. So what's happened basically is that I've punished myself and the rest of my family that we haven't gone to church, in a while. In a while meaning I'm talking about like maybe like a year, consistently. And it's been like that basically, like the last few years we were very inconsistent. But I still, I am still very much a Christian, and I know I'm saved. And that's never gonna change. And my relationship with Jesus Christ is still solid in terms of like my salvation, but I'm just not as hot as where I was before. And I'm not sure if there's a correlation to that, but all I know is that my three phases of my walk, where it was very hot, the intensity of, I guess, whatever visits these are, that's where it happened. So it does happen when. Especially my first series, it does happen when I have a lack of sleep, and that is where obviously it opens up the possibility of it, when I have a possibility of waking up in the middle of the night because my body has been active, because I was in track and field, and then I had a full schedule and I was in track. And it seems like it opens up during that time when your body's like very much tired, and then you have a tendency to wake up in between. And then I see those things. So I'm not sure if they're always there, and I'm just seeing them during this in between, or they do visit. So I'm not sure if they're, like, for example, are they here right now? I just don't see them. No, that's what I'm not sure. I'm not concerned. No, I'm not concerned because I've experienced it so much already that it seems like it's normal already. When it happens like once every 2 years or once every year, I just go, oh, okay, there it is again. And then, okay, well, that was quick. There wasn't much to it. Yeah, my fear has gone down, yeah, definitely. And yeah, I would agree to that sense as well, where yeah, because I've gone through it so much. That could be a correlation as well, but but these things are out of my control though, like between 92 and 05 and 05 and 08, like in between years, there wasn't much of anything, and I wasn't scared either, and then all of a sudden they would just have a peak. I'm not sure if I would have like a fourth Christian peak if they would come again. That I don't know. I'm still praying for a fourth Christian peak of my personal life. I would say, even though I've had 70 times already of this whole thing, I'm still here. I have no injuries, and so I'm not sure how much they can do physically. They can definitely scare you, and you'd suffer through the night and not wanting to go to sleep. But I think that's the worst. Yeah, no way. I know that fear that you're saying just goes deep inside your bones, and I can't, it feels like 10 times whatever I've ever felt fear like outside. But during that time, it's like the fear is just indescribable. And yeah, well, it is very hard to, like, when you're like trying to say the name of Jesus during at that time, like, it's hard because you know what, you want to say it by mouth, and I just, you, it's hard to blurt it out, and you have to keep trying for like, same with you, like a minute and a half until you can actually finally blurt it out, and you panic because you're not able to. It makes it even worse. I just want to share, I'm not sure what you call this. I'm not sure what, when you have like intense dreams where I still remember like years from now, like that was like 20, 30 years ago, I still remember it. I don't know exactly what the complete meaning of lucid dreaming is. I'm not sure what that means. So I'm not even sure why I said that. But on these three occasions and these three peaks that I've had in my Christian walk, is it okay if I share these thing real quick? Maybe just like a minute and a half? Okay. So the first series when I became a Christian, there was like a very intense dream that I had where Jesus was basically almost, he was almost like a very strict God where he said, read, 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 read. He was telling me to read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. And this is before I became a Christian. And it was just very intense and very strong, where he was like going like this to me, read, 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 read. And that was like part of my confirmation where, okay, let me, search what this is all about, And so that's where one of the things where, my things where I became a Christian basically, right after that. And the second one was during my eschatology years. I had a dream where basically everything was like exploding behind me, and I felt like it was like a war happening, and then I was carrying a goat or a lamb, and I was going through a very, very narrow bridge, whilst I was carrying the goat and the lamb, things were trying to get the lamb out of this out of me, out of my grasp, and I was going through the bridge, but they weren't able to, so I still had the lamb with me or the goat, and then I was able to like go on the other side where it was like nice and serene, and it was nice garden basically, this kind of like big island, and I was looking back and everything was exploding behind me. So that was like my eschatology years, and my third one during my Messianic Judaism years in like 2008, 2010, and then an intense dream was, or lucid dreaming was basically, I was, there was a house or a building that's being constructed, and I saw this little boy named Judah, and he was like running around through this construction site. And I know I had to like get him. I said, "Hey, Judah, Judah, come back, come back." And he was like looking back at me. And I was, I was trying to get away from, he was trying to get away from me while I was like chasing him all over the place because I knew he was lost. And he was like, "Hey, Judah, Judah, come back, come back." And, people were trying to get him and nobody can get him because they knew that I was trying to get this kid. But, I'm not sure exactly what happened after that, but that's basically what that whole thing was me trying to chase him. Of course Judah is part of Israel. And those were like my three very distinct dreams that I still remember until now. And it was, very, very solid during at that point. So that's all I have on that one. I just wanted to put that out there on record, basically.